From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The Missouri Supreme Court is weighing a lawsuit challenging the Right to Farm constitutional amendment. Last summer, Missouri voters narrowly approved Amendment 1, which is designed to limit regulations on farming and ranching. Attorney Anthony DeWitt argued before the High Court that the amendment's language was misleading and the phrase farmers and ranchers does not apply to all Missouri citizens. DeWitt's clients want the Supreme Court to toss out the election results for Amendment 1. Attorneys defending the right to farm argued that Missouri citizens would be covered by the amendment, but that the High Court also has the authority to clarify any definitions as to who is a farmer or rancher, and whether that definition includes corporations. A ruling is expected later. The Missouri Senate has given first-round approval to legislation barring the University of Missouri System Board of Curators from appointing people who put them on the board to any position within the university system. Some senators, however, think the bill goes too far. Senator Jason Holzman, a Democrat from Kansas City, says he's worried the bill could be going after a problem that doesn't exist.
These curators were confirmed by this chamber to do an honorable job, and now we're saying we don't trust you to do that job, so we're going to put a provision in place that says you are bound not to select the person that you think might do the best job. Rather, they had a role in you being there or not.
The sponsor, Republican Kurt Schaefer of Columbia, says the bill is meant to avoid any perceptions of ethical wrongdoing, but it has been seen by some as an attempt to block any potential appointments of Jay Nixon as system president after he leaves office as governor. Nixon has not commented on his intentions for where he might go after his term ends. The bill will need another vote before it moves to the House. New MU Provost Garnett spoke publicly Wednesday about her plans for improving academic programs at MU. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on what she will focus on during her time as provost.
Provost Stokes spoke with media Wednesday about various university issues and how she plans to solve them. One topic she spoke about was the need for a faculty incentives program for faculty members who earn national awards and recognitions. Stokes says she ran a similar program at Florida State University, where she served as provost and assistant vice president. She said that the program helped faculty at Florida State earn higher salaries and that the program's success could translate to MU.
It's hard sometimes to provide clarity on what it is people need to do to earn a salary increase. So I do want to look at it and see if there's a place for it at Mizzou.
Stokes said that MU faculty salaries are among the lowest compared to other AAU schools and that she will look at the budget to see if an incentives program is practical. For KBIA, I'm Andy Humphrey.
The University of Missouri conducted a study to understand if any renovations are needed on campus. However, the study ended up covering the entire city of Columbia. The results of the study shows that Columbia could support a new hotel and conference center. Other results of the study found that MU's Memorial Union North is needed of renovations. The building's last renovation was in 1952. It would cost MU over $11 million to fund those renovations. Amy Schneider is the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Columbia. Her department was one of the participants of the study. Schneider says she would support a decision to build a new hotel and conference center in Columbia. A Missouri utility company continues to oppose a new EPA plan. The EPA announced its new clean power plan last summer, which hopes to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Utility company Ameren Missouri, along with other companies, has been vocal about its concerns with power reliability if the new plan goes into effect. Joe Power is the Vice President of Federal and Legislative Regulatory Affairs at Ameren, and he says other groups have studied the EPA's plan and sees problems. In addition to concern over power reliability, the new plan would cost Ameren about $4 million. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.